Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, the July contract at 765 is down 2. September, 773 down 2. July wheat in Chicago, 705 down 5 and 3 quarters. September, 713 and a quarter down 6 and a quarter. July corn, 656 up 3 and a half. September, 569 and a quarter down a half. And December, 536 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July soybeans, 1420 and a half, up 5 3/4. September, 1273, up 5. And November at 1220, up 6. July soybean meal, 411.80, unchanged. July soybean oil, 49.90, up 14. June live cattle, 120.87 and a half, up a dime. May feeders, 135.10, down 40. And June lean hogs at 92.80 is up 20 cents.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market on this Wednesday morning is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we delve too deeply into details, I'd be interested in knowing your feelings about the futures going off the board yesterday and the potential for July's.
Well, I think it's really interesting. In fact, I was just sitting here with some of the spread charts in front of me, Dave, and we went off the board with record May-July inverses. In other words, the May was higher than the July, and it really shot up there as we got into the delivery period to those record numbers. I think what that tells us is just how short of supplies we have in this old crop grain, and I guess I would expect that we're going to see, when we look at July, typically July being the last old crop month really that we trade, but this year with the late corn plantings, I think we, you know, we'll probably see the July invert versus the December and probably the September too. If you just kind of throw that in, that short supply on the old crop, and look at the ethanol report that was just released here at 10 o'clock, which showed an increase in production and a decrease in inventories.
Yes, it did.
And that kind of helped the old crop corn market here. And then at 11, we have a crush report coming out that's supposed to show about 125.5 million bushel crush for last month. We can't crush that much every month here without importing a lot more beans, anyhow.
Do you think, though, that it may take a little bit of time for that spread to really perk up? It might even take till July go into delivery.
Yeah, and I think that's true, and that's what I say on these May-July charts. If you look at that, it took us into the middle of April before we really started running that spread up, but You would think at least that the inventories on July 1st would be less than the inventories on May 1st, and that you could certainly see that happen again. One thing is, I think you may see the farmer holding on to supplies a little bit later, a little bit longer, because of the fact that they have been delayed somewhat in their plantings.
And the similar case in the soybeans. And do you think that we will see further, as we get a little bit further into the planting season, more bull spreading in the soybeans?
I think that's certainly a possibility, although we probably have done more work there in the beans than maybe what we have in the corn. I mean, both of them have got a big inverse to new crop, but a lot of that's going to depend on the weather for the new crop, too. But assuming that we have normal conditions, good conditions, you know, for the new crop, or decent conditions, I think you'll see that inverse continue to climb, yeah.
Are you in the camp that we need to begin to talk about yield drag?
I think we certainly can talk about less acres than what the USDA had on their May supply-demand mm-hmm. report. They did drop the yield down from the outlook.
Yes, they did.
I don't know. I think what happens, you know, once we get the corn planted, but there's history that says that we have to have trouble making trend yield, you know, when we get later plantings. But I think we got a lot of corn planted this week too, and as long as some of this rain holds off a little bit, the new concern this morning, I think, is that this cutoff low kind of looking at maybe being back in there early next week, mm-hmm. which is kind of what happened the last time we got that big amount of rain here in the Midwest. So if it's not planted by the time we get the rain, it may be a while before we get back in.
One of the interesting features as we begin to look at this marketplace, of course, we always are bottom line people. We like to look at ending stocks. And when we saw that WASDE report, Bill, we saw that USDA added 1.8 billion bushels to demand. That's a huge number from 12 to 13. And a big chunk of it was in livestock. And there are a lot of people not believing that livestock number, given the fact that the cattle market is so decimated. Where are you on that?
Well, I guess I think that we can, I mean, we're looking at, yes, the cattle is going to take a while to come back. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the hog and poultry side, I think we can, we're talking about, you know, September 1st of this year through September, or August 31st.
August 31st, right.
2014. 14. So with prices at levels below $5, like we've seen here recently on some of the new crop corn, I think we can build some of that demand back up. And I guess actually I'm in the camp that we can get some of the exports back, I think, if we're competitive, but we probably got to be competitive price-wise.
You've long been an elevator guy, so put your elevator hat on right now and tell me how they're going to play it for next year.
As far as inventories?
As far as the inventories, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think the market's going to tell them what they need to be looking at. I mean, right now they've got pretty good carry as they look out to that new crop from these two, you know, looking out to March anyhow. And I think that the elevators will attempt to fill up, you know, with company-owned grain if they have the ability to do that. But I have the feeling that as we at least go into the early stages of harvest, that there's going to be enough pull on that grain that the market won't allow them necessarily to put corn away, but pretty much force them to just, you know, move grain into the marketplace. Because it's going to be needed, I believe.
So will they reflect that in a softer basis to make their money, or what will they do?
I think they'd like to, but I think that may come in the later stages of the harvest rather than early on, I guess. I guess I think basis levels are pretty good right now from an average historical standpoint, so I don't have a big qualm about making some new crop sales at these basis levels. But I think you need to have some ammunition if you're a farmer to, you know, if you do get some early premiums or something and have some corn ready early to be able to take advantage of that. And early being, you know, the first part of harvest, which may be, you know, last half September this year.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July corn, 6.58 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. Now, 6. March is, December is 5.37, now 38, now 37 and a quarter, down 3/4. July soybeans are 14.15 and a quarter, now a half, up 3/4. November is 12.17 and a 17 even, up 3. It's a fast-moving market, as you can tell right now. July soybean meal, 4.10.20. Up down 160. July soybean oils, 49.84. It's up 8 cents. And June live cattle, 121.05, up 27.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.